This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Do you have a system for consistently generating viral content?
No. Because viral content by nature is viral and uncontrollable. I have a system to produce consistent content with the hope of it being viral. Do you know how many people sit around all day trying to figure out how to make something viral?
Yeah.
That's against the definition of viral. Make content, make good content, and then have your moments in time.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let me tell you one thing about everybody here who's still waiting for their first piece of viral content. It's not as exciting as you think it is. It'll do great, you'll build up bigger lists, more things will happen, and then 2 days later, you'll just be just a little higher. It's not this great nirvana that people think. Everybody's looking for this quick thing, and that's why people love viral. There's this dream that you're gonna make some sort of Facebook post or YouTube video or Instagram post and it's gonna change your life. There's a reason lotto tickets work. People are looking for the quick fix, and it happens once every billion, half a million, trillion times, and then everybody looks at that versus looking at the truth. Hippos and sharks. Do you know what that means?
No.
Let me tell you. Everybody's scared of sharks. Meanwhile, hippos kill way more people than sharks. Right?
Right.
Terrorism. People are super scared of terrorism. Meanwhile, texting and driving will kill more people in the world this week than terrorism will. Viral. Everybody wants viral, but what actually works is consistent content.
How do I get bigger on YouTube and Facebook, because I'm struggling there?
Yourself and slowly.
Okay.
So definitely focus on yourself. And I wouldn't overly worry about getting big on YouTube and Facebook for the sake of getting big. What you need to focus on, everybody focuses on getting big, more followers. They need to focus on making content that brings value to people. The reason I always win is I only think about the customer. I never think what's in it for me, ever, ever, ever. I've never thought about how many followers do I have? How many followers am I gonna get? Never, ever, ever. That's why I don't celebrate when I get 1 million followers or 20,000 followers or whatever it is, right? My belief is the best way to build a following right now is to put out daily, if you can, content and get as close to that as possible, right? And so every day, put out your picture or your drawing on your Snapchat that you blast out or your Instagram photos or your video show or whatever you may be doing, your written blog, every day. You know, 6 days is better than 5 days, and 5 days is better than 4 days, and 4 days is better than 3 days, and 2 days is better than 1 day a week. But if you're doing it 1 or 2 or 3 days a week, are you really doing it? And so pumping out hardcore content and then engaging. I'm gonna ask a question of the day today, and hopefully after I get home at 11:30, 12 tonight, I'm gonna go into the comments and reply to some of those answers, creating context. You've empowered me by watching my show. I've then jumped back in to answer your question of the day answer, showing you that I appreciate you. We've created a deeper context, just like when I reply to you or I answer your email or some of the cyber dusts I've done in the last 24 hours. It's about content and context. Building a community takes work. Building a community is not a foregone conclusion. Everybody just thinks you're gonna start a show and everything's gonna magically happen, or you're gonna start a blog and you're gonna become an Instagram sensation. The talent to put out the content is only one piece of the equation. 1% of the magic 1% get it just by the content push out, but for the rest of us chaps and chapettes, we've gotta put in the work into the community and care back to the time they've allocated. The fact that people are spending 10 minutes to watch this in your ridiculously busy world is something I will never, ever take for granted. You know, just because you get on Instagram or Periscope or Meerkat or Twitter or Facebook, just because you get on it, doesn't entitle you to anything. And so I think the best way to build a following is to provide value, whatever that may be. And value can be defined in a lot of ways. For me, I have business things to say. I have experience and, you know,
disproportionate leverage and understanding of what's happening in the marketplace because I'm living it. So I have something to say. It brings people value. You know, a nice young lady just came up to me and said, I gave some advice at Columbia. Are you still here? Thank you. Like, she was at Columbia. I remember that. D-Rock, you were, is that where you, like, when I first met you too? And who else was there that day? Alex DeSimone? It was a very special thing I did. That night was really special. I've heard like 10 good stories from Columbia. Small group, 40, 50 people. She came up to me, she goes, you gave me some advice at that event. I used it, it's been good for my life. You know, when you can do that, people will continue to come and listen to what you say. So I think the best way to build a following is to provide value. And there's a lot of ways to provide value. Maybe you can't come up with original content like I do. Maybe you need to be in the DJing business. Maybe you have a good eye of what is good content and you're repurposing it and passing it on. That's very valuable. Very, curation is outrageously valuable. I see a lot of people who are naturally good at curation trying to be original, right? A lot of DJs trying to be songwriters, a lot of songwriters trying to be DJs, right? I think you need to find what you're good at, but please understand, you're not entitled to a single fucking follower. And if you have 100 people following you on Instagram, that's insane. 100 people want to know what you're putting out to the world. That's unbelievable. So I hate when people are crying like, I have a small following. I'm like, you're not entitled to any following. Unless you're bringing value, you will become irrelevant because what the internet also does is it allows every one of us to play. The reason so many people ask me what the next big platform is because they're far more interested in playing a game of being first versus playing a game of being best. Right now, there are 7 platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and on, that are at enormous scale, that if you were good at it, you would get enormous value. You would get unlimited customers, you would get unlimited opportunities, yet day in and day out, people continue to not wanna be what they need to be, which is, let me remind everybody very simply, if you are not remarkable at creating content that is post-produced, to understand the context of the platform that you're posting on, and more importantly, the psychology of people when they're on it, you will lose. Meaning, you can't post the same picture on Twitter and Instagram and LinkedIn and think you're gonna get the same result. People are in a different mindset. Also, those platforms work differently. They have different ways to format pictures, different lengths of creative. This is one masterful game of communication. The reason we know the people that we know in history, whether Muhammad Ali or Gandhi, is because they were great communications hackers above and beyond what they were actually doing for a living. Everybody here now has the luxury of having the internet be the platform that they can communicate on. Yet, we have bum-rushed into a game of hacking or looking for shortcuts or the thing that will break through versus becoming craftsmen and craftswomen on these platforms.
The shit you put out on those places needs to be for people, not for yourself. The shit that you put out on these platforms, everybody's self-promoting. Everybody's trying to get more followers. Everybody's trying to sell something. The reason I wrote Jab, 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 Right Hook was trying to make a very clear picture for you, like give, 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 and then ask. If you pay close attention to who's winning that doesn't have some disproportionate advantage, like they're already ridiculously famous and or they're so fucking attractive you can't stop looking, you know, as long as they don't have those two things, if you look at everybody else who's winning, they're giving in their content. They're giving in their content. And they understand. And another thing while I'm on that, for so many people that are complaining that they don't have a big enough audience, how do you have the audacity to wish for more fans when you don't go into your own comments when you only get 17 of them and reply to the people that are already part of your community? From 2007 to 2011, when nobody knew who the fuck I was and Twitter was the platform of the day, I spent every day replying to every single tweet that made a mention of me and used to go to sleep at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning until I completely got to everybody. And that's how I built my foundation. People want the glitz and the glamour and the caviar, but they're not willing to eat the shit, period.
If you don't understand how this actually plays out, there is no fucking shortcut. There's no hack, there's no tip, there's just the work. My favorite are the fitness influencers on Instagram. They figured it out in fitness. That, you know, they eat well, they work out every day, they're so disciplined, yet for their business or their social media following, they're looking for the fucking shortcut. The shit they make fun of that people do in health, they're doing in social and in business. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is incredibly valuable content by AgiTX05. The level of value in Gary's podcast is incredible. From marketing, social media, business operations, emerging opportunities, he doesn't hold anything back. Thanks, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.